Beginning current daf, Maseches Kiddin daf mem alf. Beginning with basic. Beginning Tosfos master. Beginning the Gemara. Lesehu b'ra'al l'shavas yitzchak. What do you mean? You can't marry a shivcha. You can't marry a bas chayim. What do you mean? The world wasn't created for it to be desolate. It was formed to be settled, and that's the obligation of this person too. So it says, "Hodlei nokei kod the perubru." Why didn't we pick the basic biblical pasuk of that this obligation to be fruitful and multiply? The reason is mishum diya b'yochel l'kayim m'sheb is called to. It's not true because if you'd be able to fulfill some form of selling the world, then mishum mitzvah perubru l'have a kafein. We would not force the master for the more difficult to fulfill mitzvah perubru. Now the och kafein lay, and here we're forcing mitbrashim like we explained this on the manal of the maschal lisa. Or in another part, you could say, "No, the reason why we picked specifically this pasuk is from the mucha that from this pasuk you see the mitzvah rabbi. That's a great mitzvah. It's the purpose of the world." The Gemara brings it up in Moik. Moik has a Torah, Luma, Torah, Belisa, Isha, that you could sell a Torah to learn Torah to marry a woman. The comment, the Gemara says, "Oh, Shan Tam Torah, Tam Torah is different than Amar." The Master says that Gadol Tam Torah, Behulu, and Isha Nami, Oh, says it was like Say Bavao. So again, that we bring it down, we want to show how great it is, and therefore we'll free the slave for that too. But Rabbi Yitzchak Berebi Mardechai Mefarash, he explains, the Nakalish of the reason why we picked this pasuk, Mishum the Shayach Apetzat Avdis, because it's also would obligate even the part of him that's a slave. Because Al Pru Ruin, on the other hand, the Mitzvah Pru Ruin, Shayach Apetzat Chir, only applies to the obligation of the free part of him. Chimashik Tesbi Yisham in the Perik, and this is Son Yisham in the Perik. The Perik Hama, the Maid Kot, and Dama Taman, says over there that now when the Mishnah in Nois Nashma, you can't marry women on Chalamayid, Shimmy by Abba Bishim Rebirchadam, he says, Nebitl Pru Ruin. Pidish, meaning Shle Yom Tov Elisa Adamai, that we don't want you to wait until the Yom Tov because oh you like a lot of time then oh but you're gonna be Malka Pevriv in all that time period. Because Man Simcha time of rejoicing upon the Meklomen and he's not doing business then. Boyin Kumir Rabasi, that's from Rabasi. They said okay, Ha'evid Marshi Simoid. What's Allah regarding a slave? Could he get married in Chalamai? Amalin said to them. So Nishmanim Hadda, what you hear from this is that the Yevatel, what he should be, you know, bottle Valu Lenivro El Mel Periver, what he the Mitzvah Periver. Well, he also has to do that. Well, how would he wait? Well, Mishim Ba'ab Mishim Yevich, and this is Koshim Mitzvah Periver, whoever's commanded Periver, Osle Lisa Bama, he's not getting married in Yom to Pirish, in other words, Koshim Mitzvah Periver, Mishim Lashavis Yitzacha. You have to say, obviously, we know there's no Mitzvah Periver, so must mean that it's for the Mitzvah Lashavis Yitzacha, Kagain Evit, for example, a slave. Of course, not Machayev and Peru, not Chayev in those mitzvahs. Well, if he's there, B'shivcha Nami Shaykh B'Shevis, so they would also have this mitzvah of Shabbos, because she also, L'Shevis Yitzhala, also part of the human race. So why don't we force the master to free it in the same equivalent of half and half? Only like the Gemara brings on the Flam Bechazim Beis and later on the Gimon Beis, only when they treat her in the Hefka way. That's because Kevin did like Mifkad Peru, since you're not commanded Mitzvah Peru, Shem Gamla Acha Shadishach, Shadishach, Litikai, maybe she's not going to fill it even when she gets freed. Contrast the Abbot's going to be a free person, he's going to be regularly, he's going to have to fill the Mitzvah, and therefore we know he's going to do it, and therefore we'll go ahead and free him based on the principle of L'Shabbos. Next, there's not to begin the Gemara, Kevin's Rabbi, we force his master, but Isa Bechar, and he makes him into a free person. Says Tais from time, you can say, wait a second, how do you do this? Do we tell a person, Chata, you should do a sin, that your friend should merit? Even a smaller sin, for the other one to save from a big sin, but the Ochamir Perakam Shabbos, the same person, someone put the dough onto the oven, even though taking it down is only a small Issa, and the guy's going to be a big Issa of Malach and Shabbos, of baking, but we don't do that. So why are we here? Would he violate the mitzvah of freeing a slave? To let the slave get the mitzvah, even if it's a bigger mitzvah, l'shabbos. But Shem says, "The says no, the davka hasim specifically over there, like by mesach l'shabbos. I mean, how can we say such a thing? From the pasha, the guy was negligent because I'm a chalek l'shechem that he put on the dough close to when it was getting Shabbos, and then it's going to be doing the malach on Shabbos. I'm hoch le pasha here with the guy who's not negligent. It's not his own fault to say, but loy, then we don't say that it's a problem." And the chaim be pregvas the erbin, so the last pregnant erbin, of course, gimel and beis. I'm a kohen, she also lay a bellus. The Gemara tells us if a kohen has a wart, which he wouldn't be able to do that void because the chaver chutchle b'shin of his friend could cut off with his teeth. The kavod shlos, he's only doing ister abon because he's just a chaver, but void is so that his friend can bear it in the bigger thing that of doing that void. Which you will say do a chet so the other person can bear because the wart is not his fault either. Chaim beresh tam nishchet, so to the Gemara b'sachim of the Tesim and Alf, the Gemara tells him, chuzik yipar kapar ba'ab b'sachim, someone's lacking atonement, he has to bring a carbon to first be tar to be able to have his carbon pencil that night. Shemebe kabarasi, where he could bring that carbon, achet tam shalei ma'im, even after the evening carbon tumen, which generally you're not allowed to bring after that point, because I say the Pesach, shesh b'kavas, this mitzvah say that he has for the chiv of his carbon Pesach, doch asay dashlama, overrides the positive commandment of not bringing anything at Tom Shabbat. But Amakavikahani, So obviously we see, but the Kohanim, they're going to be violent by Seder Shlomo because it's just gazer that this other person should merit the Pesach. So you see, we see such a thing. The cup is rabbi that we force our master as the Gemara of Lamechazim and Beis from the Nogba Minik Hefker because they're acting in an inappropriate way with Avgav Dehim Poishim, although they are negligent. I thought by Pshia, then you don't say that someone else should violate Isser, like in this case where he's going to be freeing the Shefcha, violating Isser. But since she was going after them, and she's enticing them for immorality, actually, I could say that person actually could say it as yeah, beyond their control. But more of it, when it's a public thing, where he's going to save a whole bunch of men from znos, that's different, and that would be permitted to do iser to save others from a bigger chet. Next test matter begins the cool amma according to everyone gezer shabbat differ. Yeah, everyone gezer shabbat is better than a hekesh. Which says one is as British as Mekam the Gemara's Vachan of Mechazim and Alpha begged them shitting my Christ of Chabdez Mavez, plead you to keep a bond, Mesopic me Elis. Well, my husband sounds like cool amma kesha diva, there it sounds like when everyone hekesh is better. Why are we saying gezer shabbat is better? So it says Hakashan here is different, Bishop the Ikashtar, the primary halach of the document, gezer shabbat and Afghan, we learn from gezer shabbat, but we would say that the gezer shabbat would be strong because, anyways, the whole idea that Chubsha even means. From law is the Gezer Shava, so we would say that the Gezer Shava would be stronger than the Hekesh in the Pasuk, because that's the whole Allah we even know is talking about the whole concept of the Shtah. But in general, you're right, Hekesh would be stronger. The next test, not the Gemal Isha Bahulu, just like a woman, which says, Avgab the Gezer Shava Mufnehi, although it's an extra terminology of Gezer Shava, of him named Milituva, we should learn many things from it. You could ask, Shavkin Lamisha Mekesha. So, although generally we don't refute it because of a question, but when it's in contradiction to the hekesh, so then we'll say that we'll go with the hekesh. So because although generally you don't make a peircha on something that has an extra word, and but since you could choose from the two of them, okay. So because of the peircha, we'll choose the hekesh.